From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Presidential candidates vie for a vantage ahead of five nominating contests in the next few days. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump decided to skip a major conservative political conference outside Washington. Trump was scheduled to speak at the Conservative Political Action Conference Saturday, but said on Twitter that he would not attend. At the conference, Texas Senator Ted Cruz said Trump probably bowed out because he knew it would be a tough audience.
I think somebody told him Megyn Kelly was going to be here. Or even worse, he was told there were conservatives that were going to be here. Or even worse, he was told there were libertarians who were going to be here.
Republican National Committee Chairman Reince Priebus told the annual gathering in a Maryland suburb that whoever is the nominee will have the full support of the Republican Party. Authorities in Yemen say at least 15 people, including four Christian nuns from India, were shot to death when militants burst into a retirement home in Aden Friday. Sunita Kumar is a spokeswoman for the Sisters of Charity.
And there were five sisters. One of them is the superior, who wasn't located by the gunmen. But the other four were serving at the same time, and they were shot.
The dead included the four nuns, two Yemeni women who worked at the home, eight elderly residents, and a guard. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack. This is VOA News. Allegations of sexual abuse and exploitation by UN peacekeepers and staff rose in 2015. From the United Nations, VOA's Margaret Bashir reports that statistic came despite the institution's zero-tolerance policy.
A new report from Secretary General Ban Ki-moon released Friday says there were 99 such allegations last year compared to 80 in 2014. The majority, 69, were made against troops and police in nine current and one closed UN peacekeeping operation. There were also 30 allegations of sexual exploitation and abuse against staff members. More than half the peacekeeper-related abuse allegations were made against just two UN missions, MINUSCA in the Central African Republic and MINUSCO in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The UN chief is calling for stronger accountability as well as better preparation and vetting from countries providing troops. Repeat offenders could effectively be eliminated from the lucrative UN peacekeeping business. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Turkey says that its tanks shelled Islamic State positions in northern Syria and not those of the Syrian Kurdish YPG militia after the Kurdish group said it had been attacked. The YPG said in a statement that two Turkish tanks fired dozens of shells at its positions in the area of Afrin in northwest Syria. The French news agency reports that since mid-February, Turkish howitzers stationed just inside the border had shelled targets of the Syrian Kurdish Democratic Union Party and the YPG inside Syria. The Turkish military said that it was responding to incoming fire. The United States had urged Ankara to hold its fire in the run-up to the partial ceasefire in Syria. Since then, there have been no reports of Turkey shelling the PYD, which Ankara considers the Syrian branch of the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party. The U.S. economy had a strong net gain of 242,000 jobs last month. The Labor Department reports the unemployment rate held steady in February at an eight-year low of 4.9%. Speaking at the White House, President Obama said the economic data show how much the economy has grown since he took office.
Think about this. If somebody had told us 7 years ago that we'd get to this point, at a time when we were losing 800,000 jobs a month and the unemployment rate hit 10%, we wouldn't have believed it.
The data showed 7.8 million Americans are still unemployed, which is about 800,000 fewer than a year ago. Another 6 million who want to work full-time can only find part-time employment. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.